With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Mineral County Sheriff's Office has issued an immediate evacuation order for residents of Sunrise and Quartz Flats due to the 2,700-acre Sunrise Fire. Megan Niemitz is a public information officer working on the Sunrise Fire.
The sheriff is going up there now. He is going door to door. He's letting those folks know in the Quartz Flats and the Sunrise Creek areas that they are now under a stage 3 evacuation, which just means to pack up your belongings and go ahead and leave the area.
Residents in Quartz Creek remain under a stage 2 evacuation warning, and residents living near Verde Creek are being warned that they may have to leave too. The fire is threatening 60 homes and other structures 11 miles southeast of Superior in the Lolo National Forest. Officials strongly encourage area residents to leave immediately in an orderly fashion. The fire grew by more than 10% since Tuesday. It's now estimated at 2,700 acres and burning through a mix of timber and brush through downed and dead trees. More than 400 firefighters are responding to the fire caused by lightning on July 16th. Fire management officials will host a public meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at the Lozo Lodge Pavilion just south of Superior. You can find more information on our website, mtpr.org. Firefighters in eastern Montana are increasing containment of the nation's largest fire that has destroyed 16 homes and scorched about 421 square miles of farmland and public land. Jody Pearson is a volunteer firefighter and rancher.
I think mostly they're working on back burns right now and just trying to wrap it up. But from what we can see from here, it looks way better, much better.
Authorities say the Lodgepole Complex fire is 34% contained. That's up from 20% containment yesterday. Most of the burning is occurring on the interior of the fires. More than 600 people from 34 states are battling the lightning-caused grass fire. The Garfield County Sheriff's Office has lifted an evacuation order for 50 homes. The two big fires burning north of Lincoln have now burned roughly 10 square miles combined. Joe Sampson is a member of the team fighting the Park Creek and Araster Creek fires. He says they are now only about a mile and a half apart.
The potential for the two fires to grow together in the upper Stonewall drainage is a high likelihood at this point.
The Park Creek fire is about 2 miles north of Lincoln. The Araster Creek fire is about 4 miles further. Sampson says crews have been making good progress using heavy equipment to create containment lines between the two fires and private and state land to the south and further south, the town of Lincoln.
At this point, the threat to Lincoln proper is not likely.
Fire managers say previously burned areas near the Park Creek and Araster Creek fires should help slow their growth, but are not, quote, showstoppers, end quote. Firefighters in eastern Montana are increasing containment of the nation's largest fire that has destroyed 16 homes and scorched about 421 square miles of farmland and public land. Authorities say the Lodgepole Complex fire is 34% contained. More than 600 people from 34 states are battling the lightning-caused grass fire. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.